Thanks for joining us, Bob and Lund, on a Monday in sadness. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Our favorite sports bar in the Bay Area, of course, Ricky's in San Leandro, Ricky's Sports Theater and Grill. And the owner, Ricky Ricardo, great friend of a lot of people in the sports world, he has passed away at the age of 75. And we wanted to bring his right-hand man in, Maury Kahane. And if you've ever been to Ricky's, he would always be running things, make sure everything was going well. Of course, he had the big satellite dishes. He was always working those as well. And we just wanted to get some stories and smile a little bit on a tough day. And now Maury joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Maury, how you hanging in there?
I'm doing okay, guys. Thanks for letting me get on, and hopefully produce some laughter, I guess.
Yeah, I know you heard us earlier, and it kind of hit you more emotionally today, Maury. Just tell me how Tina's doing. I know you guys have been closed down for a long, long time. The last time I was in to see you guys, Ricky wasn't doing well. Just tell us about, when you found out on Saturday and how it's been the last several months at Ricky's, because we missed that place.
Well, they have not been open since COVID started back in March. And it wasn't going to be worth it to try and do outside, dining when we finally got that a little while ago. So I guess Tina decided against doing that. But I saw her a few days ago. I got to see Ricky a few days ago, before he passed on Saturday. And I think she's holding up okay, I believe. And I'm okay. It's when you lose a friend that you've known for probably 40 years, like a brother to you, it's tough, but just smile and go on.
Just tell people, because the atmosphere was so fun. It was so family-like. Ricky treated everybody so well. I haven't known him, obviously, like you have, but in my 10 years here, he was just absolutely amazing to me. But just the atmosphere, maybe for people who didn't go there, and just how fun it was for Raider games, and just all the things that would go on inside.
Wow, there's just so many different, events and spectacular sporting events over the years. But whether it was big fights, big pay-per-view fights, we were inside and outside sometimes, UFC fights, every week with the Raiders. But the two things that stick out the most that makes, Ricky's different from any other sports bar, I'm biased, of course, in the country, is that we had like eight different rooms. So it was almost like going to a movie complex where you could have sound along with your video in all the different rooms. And so everybody thinks of Ricky's as the Raider bar and the Raider hangout, but we catered to all the teams. And we had a loyal following from the Cowboy fans, would have been our biggest group, Chiefs fans, Pittsburgh fans, most of the teams. And we'd always provide a separate room for them to watch their game. And that's why they kept coming back whenever their games, if they couldn't watch them at home, if they weren't shown locally. And that's what made it so great.
Man, the place got bigger and bigger. I remember his brother Bob, had the real estate, not the real estate, the travel agency there on the grounds. And then you opened it up with that, where it's just so, no matter what team it was, and you would go, some sports bars you go into and you're not sure you're going to get every single game on, especially with the NFL, but you would get not only every single game, but you would have a private room to watch your team on the main screen and every game around it. And Maury's the one that pulled it all together. Ricky was the guy at the front door shaking hands and greeting everybody. But Maury's the one that, you were like the greatest television sports director of all time, because you got to run all the screens at Ricky's. I remember when I first moved to the Bay Area in August of 86, I came right to you for the football season. And that was the days of the KU band, and are we going to get the NBC games on the KU band versus the other satellite feed? So just talk about how you put that all together, especially with an NFL Sunday, but NHL, NBA games, baseball games were going on. I mean, you had to have, 20, 30, 40 different games going on simultaneously, Maury.
Yeah, well, we tried to, when I would be there, we would try to cater to every, especially, I think the worst would have been Saturday college football, because there were so many networks and so many different teams. We had alumni groups on Saturdays, Florida, Penn State, even Montana, Auburn used to show up once. Kansas State were the ones I remember. And we'd try and cater to them every week and pull in the game that would, whatever network it was on, and they'd have sound. And it got busy. It got hectic sometimes. You know, I'd have people come in on a Sunday morning looking for a soccer game when we had 12 NFL games on. And, you know, that was kind of tough. we did our best. With the funny thing about preseason until years ago, we were just getting lucky if we could find them under that KU band. So we would get friends and family who really cares about preseason football that much originally, but they would come in and it would always be a family member. And the one that stands out the most that I'll always remember is when Tom Brady was a rookie with the Patriots, his family, the mother, the father, and the sisters came over a couple of times that season, not even knowing if he was going to get in the game, you know, as the third or fourth string quarterback, just to see him play. And of course that was, you know, the most famous parents that we ever saw there for preseason.
Wait a minute, Tom Brady Sr. in Ricky's, the Raider bar? You'd never allow that in later years, Maury.
No, we have Patriot fans. We treat everybody well. I mean, it's hard to believe that we have a Chiefs room. We have a loyal group of Chiefs fans that come in, and we keep them away from the Raider fans, but they know they have a screen. They got their own room every week.
But you know what? You must have kept them really away, because I didn't even know they were in there. You have to sneak them in through, like, the back door or something. I came over here with jackets on or something. That's funny.
They had their own room. It was the room that, and Greg's mentioned it too, where the big mural of Don Nelson playing poker at his place in Maui. That's with all the famous celebrities. That's the area where we had them.
Yeah, when I think of the place, and we used to do shows from there, I not only go there socially, but we'd work there. The three main sports figures, coaches that would go there a lot were George Karl, Don Nelson, and then John Gruden would go there a lot. I remember John having that big birthday party for Mike Tirico on a Saturday night there when he came into town. So tell us, Nelly was always there, and George, and just tell us about those three guys, and anybody else you can tell us stories about, you know, some big Bay Area sports figures that would come into Ricky's.
Well, the funny thing about Nelly, this is back in the days when there was no league pass and you didn't have games every other night on ESPN or TNT. So to scout the teams, if the Warriors were playing somebody the following night and the team was down in L.A. or wherever, Denver, Phoenix, playing the game the night before, he would come in, because Ricky had the big dishes and he could pull in the feed, and he would come in and watch the game, and he would also bring his dog along, and he'd be smoking a cigar inside and having a good old time. And George Karl came along. I know Ed Gregory used to come in sometimes. Yeah. And there's pictures on the wall. I probably wasn't there that time. Pat Riley's been at Ricky's, and AC Green when the Lakers were in town one time. And there's so many famous people with pictures around. Ricky Henderson would come in a lot of times for the big nights or big fights. He was a good guy, a lot of Raiders. And, even some Warriors came in sometimes. So it was a lot of memories. And Ricky was so gracious to everybody. And I know he treated you guys pretty well, too. I know I got to meet John a couple of times for the UFC or the big boxing matches.
He was the best. In fact, I pulled this up, and I know you know it, but I want to read it. This is from 2005, Sports Illustrated, named Ricky's the second best sports bar in all of America, only behind the Fours in Boston. And it says, during the Oakland Raiders' 13 years of exile in Los Angeles from 82 to 95, Ricky's was the Penelope of sports bars. Ricky says, we kept the torches burning all those years. We never missed one Raiders game. He said one time there was a game that you guys couldn't get the frequency. He said you rented a dish for $1,000 to pick it up. And when Oakland beat Minnesota in the Super Bowl in 77, you recorded it on 3/4-inch tape and replayed it 3 times a day for several weeks. One afternoon, a bunch of Raider players even came in to watch. So that's pretty awesome. What an incredible thing there to be named that.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, all the parameters they used to grade it. I mean, it was like your neighborhood bar. I mean, it wasn't like glitz and glam, you know, like Vegas or something like that. But it you know, the function was fine. It took care of the needs of the fans. And the only thing I regret is it seemed to get a lot of people made it sound like if you weren't a Raider fan, it was only a Raider bar. And that totally was not the case at all, because, like I said, we showed all 16 games, 14 games on a Sunday, whatever, and tried to provide sound for everybody and make them feel welcome. And a lot of the people that I met over the years, today are still my friends. I met so many people over the years, and the best nights was the night before the home games, when people would come in. Raider Nation is worldwide, not even just national. They would have people come over from England and other places in Europe and Canada, and you would meet people from all over the world that needed to get together the night before a home game, and that's how I met so many of the people I still know today. And it was just a great time, and players would show up. You mentioned that were so nice, they gave up their free time to show up on those Saturday nights. Jeff Barnes, Rod Martin would come up from L.A., Derek Ramsey, I'd see Ray Chester there. A lot of ex-Raiders in the good old days, and they would take pictures and sign autographs and for free, and they were, great people.
Yeah, I remember that Saturday night when John had the birthday party for Mike Tirico and they were all there. I mean, it was just, that was like one of the greatest Raider nights that I can ever recall. And John was in such a great mood, and now he's back coaching the team. So just before we let you go, whenever I went into Ricky's, I'd see Ricky right away and Tina, hug Ricky and hug Tina, and then you'd be working. How many years did you work there? And I think people thought you were like Ricky's brother or related to him in some way. When did you first meet Ricky, Maury?
Well, it's funny because I had moved to San Leandro. I think I don't even know what year it was. I'm going to say late 70s, 80s. We had no, my number one sport to watch is hockey. So I was bummed out when the Seals left in 76. And then hockey stopped being on ESPN. So it went onto some weird network. But Ricky had the satellite dishes, and I just stumbled into Ricky's. There was a sign on his billboard, a note saying hockey playoffs. And that's how I found it. And that's when a lot of people showed up. Back then, you couldn't watch. There were none of these passes, direct pass or center ice or anything. So we had a lot of, people would show up, Boston fans, New York fans, Chicago fans, all the transplants. And that's where I first met Ricky back then. And I was, I was a customer. And then I big sports fan. And then I used to come in for all the Raider games and basketball and everything. And then, 10, 15 years ago, he let me play with the remote controls and change the channels. And I became the video director.
Yep.
And just trying
15
to
years
happy.
Ago. Come on. It's like 50 years ago. When I first got here, you weren't in charge of all the screens?
No. I didn't know anything about electronics. That was up to Ricky's. It was a lot more complicated back then. We had the old switchboard, like the old phone switchboard, where you called somebody in and you had to pull the plug out of one socket and put it into another socket. And then things got updated when DirecTV came in.
Oh, I remember that with all the cables. It was exactly like a phone switchboard. I remember that. Maury, I'm so sorry for your loss. Please tell Tina we're thinking of you and love everything you've done. I mean, when I think of coming to the Bay Area, the first place that I went to was Ricky's, and Ricky always took care of me and Tina and you as well. So we're thinking of you. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thanks for contacting me, Greg, and all the best to you and John and your family. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maury. Yeah, they were just so good, Ricky and Tina and Maury. I mean, you felt at home, like he said, man. It was like a neighborhood bar, but it was awesome, man.
People had so much fun there. And one thing, it really was the quintessential sports bar. If you went in there looking for a game, the game was on. No matter what game you were looking for, Maury would find it. And it was just so much fun. Especially on NFL Sunday, well before the days of DirecTV and Siciliano and the Red Zone and all that stuff. That's how we lived. I mean, it's hard for this generation to remember that, but we'd all go there. And it was the Raider game started, it went crazy, but it was all different teams and all different rooms that were watching it. It's just, it's the end of an era, John, and hopefully they open it back up when they can, or Tina sells to someone who carries on the great tradition of one Ricky Ricardo, one of a kind.
I sure hope so. Thanks to Maury for coming on. and talking about Ricky, the Caboose pistol coming up next. And I just perused the Caboose. It's going to be a one of the better ones in a while. We'll do it coming up next, only here on The Sports Leader.